And welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. For years, if you wanted to hang out in the cool art scene in San Antonio, Blue Star is where you wanted to go. There was fascinating contemporary art, thought-provoking stage performances, interesting people to meet. It was all right there in Southtown. But now the artists are moving, migrating to cheaper digs, a place called the Lone Star Art District, also called the Lone Star Gallery Complex or the South Florida's art scene. Lots of names for this area, but one name for it, it's called migration or evolution. It's all changing the San Antonio art world. So do you think you will follow them? Do you think they need to stay put? Give us a call. What do you think about them moving to this new Lone Star Art Gallery Complex? Give us a call, 614-8980, 614-8980. You can also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. Our guest this half hour, Bill Fitzgibbons, is the executive director of the Blue Star Contemporary Art Museum, also nationally recognized artist. We have Alex Cominos of Cominos Studios, and we have a muralist, a phenomenal muralist, Alex Rubio, all here in the studio. And you give us a call, 614-8980. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, Bill, tell me about this new space. So what are you calling it? What is your name for it?
The Lone Star Art District. And there are about five or six properties at the intersection of South Flores and and Lone Star Boulevard that are all owned by artists. And we have a combination of studios, galleries, and live workspaces for artists. There are something like 11 artist-run galleries that are open every second Saturday.
So the second Saturday is the words that people need to know. It's like we had first Friday.
Correct.
And then now we're second Saturday.
Correct. And first Friday is still alive and well. We have a couple thousand people that attend first Friday at Blue Star Contemporary Art Museum. Currently, with all the artist-run spaces at Lone Star, we're seeing an increasing amount of attendance on second Saturdays.
So you are the executive director of the Blue Star Contemporary Art Museum. So the Blue Star is part of your brand, and you're at Blue Star. So as things move, are you going to keep the Blue Star thing? Or are you going to change it to Lone Star? What's happening with that?
Well, it's two separate organizations. On Lone Star, that's my personal studio. Blue Star Art Museum has been at the complex since 1987. And we intend on staying there forever, as long as the developer allows us to stay there. And we don't see any move in the future from that site. So I see this as a parallel developments in terms of the contemporary art scene. It's just that the large amount of warehouse space that artists are using as studios is located at Lone Star in South Florida. So artists gravitate towards large spaces for their art practice, and San Antonio has a really long history of artists having galleries that artists run spaces that sometimes are open three or four times a month, but at least once a month, like in the case of Lone Star Art District.
So Alex Rubio, muralist, your paintings are so vibrant and alive. Tell me about where are you stationed out of right now?
Well, I'm currently at the Art Gallery on 110 East La Chapelle, right at the intersection of La Chapelle Street and South Flores, which is just barely one block away from the main set of buildings and complexes. We've been there for about 2 years.
And why did you move there?
Well, I was residing at the Blue Star complex for about 6 years, and just made a move this past January. As soon as the rent started, increasing, the property started going through some renovations, I thought it'd be best to move to, you know, another area to that's more affordable to me as a working artist. The new space that I live at and work at is Art Gallery, and that I have a studio and also maintain an art gallery there.
So that sounds interesting. I mean, you know, when y'all first moved in, I mean, I remember when there was no Blue Star and it was still just very undeveloped. And then the artist moved in, Blue Star, your museum went in there, and things started to change. It's like artists are a part of the evolution of a neighborhood. They do go in, they pioneer, they make it safe again, they make it interesting, and then people follow. And then you bring in the yuppies, and the rent goes up, you know, and you have gentrification, and it's this a process. And then so the artists get driven out, like what happened with Alex Rubio, and you find a new place to settle in. And but now there is you put a backstop in. Well, that's not going to happen with Lone Star. What's happening? Why is that not going to happen in the future with Lone Star?
Well, like I said, seven or eight of the properties are owned by artists, and we're not moving, and we're not throwing artists out. We like having the community of artists that kind of inform each other in terms of going to each other's studios and second Saturday going to the various galleries, and it builds up an energy that is hard to artificially create. And you're correct, when artists do, I mean, you can look at Greenwich Village, Soho, et cetera, art communities in any large urban areas, the artists are drawn to cheap, big spaces. They need a lot of space to make their art. They typically are not wealthy and need to have reasonable prices. And when that occurs, it starts to generate awareness in the community. It becomes hip, cool place to go. Galleries follows, bars, restaurants, and it becomes a destination in and of itself. And when that occurs, as you mentioned, other people start moving in and raise the values of the property, and the artists can no longer afford the rent, so they have to find additional spaces.
There's several warehouse spaces there in the Lone Star Art District. For example, Bill has the 107 space, which you have the Lulwood Group, you have Comino's Art Studio and Gallery, and then you have Alternative Inc. And and even across, right on the corner there, you have Flight Gallery under the 106 building.
So this is happening right now. This is not the future we're talking about. There's great stuff happening right now, and people, if they don't know about it, haven't seen it, they need to check it out.
Yeah, definitely. And in that corner, like I said, there's 11 galleries that are represented every second Saturday.
If I go out there second Saturday, what do I see, Alex Comino?
Well, you see a good bit of everything. We all bring different things to the table. I have an MFA from UTSA. I'm a ceramic artist and painter. Do silkscreen prints, all sorts of stuff. I bring people from Omaha, Nebraska for shows, down to San Antonio, bring people from Chicago. We don't really specialize in anything. We're looking for work that's new or provocative, things we like, things we enjoy from artists that we enjoy. So we can kind of pick and choose what the flavor of the month is for us, a Camino studio, and I think a lot of
So it's still very nimble and developing, and it's not the same old, it's very exciting area. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back. If you want to talk about what you want to see out of the new Art Digs in San Antonio at the Alamo, at the Lone Star Gallery Complex, give us a call, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the Lone Star Gallery Complex. This is the new place in San Antonio where the artists are setting up galleries and creating new, interesting art. You know, one thing about the Lone Star Gallery Complex, Bill Fitzgibbons, is this is really in a neighborhood. You know, you can see there's a Catholic church down the street. It's not isolated. What does it mean to have and the neighborhood feel to a place like that?
Well, that's one of the things that really attracted me. If you look at the Lone Star neighborhood, it's really one of the original mixed-use neighborhoods. You had factories and businesses that make things like Mission Fabrication is in the area. And the workers were able to live right down the block. And as you just mentioned, there is a neighborhood church, St. Henry's, that's on South Flores, and you have a couple of restaurants and bars. And, of course, coming down South Flores from South Alamo, there's a lot of warehouses that are being turned into condominiums and apartments. New restaurants are going in. I mean, it's really becoming a super active area that is, I think, just going to continue going south on South Flores and into the neighborhood on Lone Star Boulevard. And all the way down to the old brewery. At some point, that's going to be turned into a mixed-use area as well.
So that'll be interesting. We already have this development with the Pearl Brewery, and on the other end of it, the Lone Star Brewery, which, of course, I remember going to as a kid, and seeing it all coming back to life. It's incredible to see. Well, let's go to the phones. If you want to call and join the conversation, the number is 614-8980. We've got Tim on the line. And, Tim, welcome to The Source.
Hi. Thank you. I don't have a question. I just there was one more that one more studio that I hadn't heard mentioned, and it's Art to the Third Power. Kim Bishop and Luis Valdez, both high school art teachers there in San Antonio. They have it looked like someone's garage that they converted into an art studio, and they've done some really amazing work, and I just thought they deserved some mention on your show today.
Well, thanks for letting us know about that, and we'd be interested in hearing about other people's favorite spots in the area, the South Flores or the Lone Star Gallery Complex. Because when I heard Lone Star, immediately I thought of the brewery, and then I had to look at the map and I saw that it's not exactly on the brewery or up the street from it, but it's less than a mile from where Blue Star is. So these actually could be very complementary to each other. People can go to one, enjoy it, because there's not an abandonment of Blue Star. This is just new area. There's so much growth in art in San Antonio that it continues to grow. And so, Alex Caminos, what is it about this area that attracts you, other than the fact that it's affordable?
I grew up on the south side of Chicago. So basically where San Antonio is now is where we were almost 30 years ago. So moving down to San Antonio was almost like moving back to the south side in kind of a time warp. So it's a really friendly area. You have a neighborhood feel. Yeah, things are affordable, but you actually have nice people. I was just back in Chicago recently, and if you walk around in San Antonio, I walk the neighborhood all the time. You know, an 8-block radius, you'll meet, you know, families, friendly people. People are smiling, having a pretty good time, and that's one of the things I enjoy about San Antonio. And breakfast tacos.
Yeah, so everyone's together in this neighborhood, and then I guess they go to the same taco place. What's the taco place there to go eat at, you know?
Tommy's.
Tommy's, okay. So when you go to Tommy's, I guess you see other artists there.
Yeah, or Maria's right down the street from there, you know. So, yeah, it's a pretty tight neighborhood, and everybody within these complexes know each other. We all network with each other. We exhibit at each other's galleries sometimes, or within other exhibits away from, you know, our area. But it's kind of a tight art community here in San Antonio.
And so I guess people outside of San Antonio have also learned about the development of the Lone Star Art Gallery Complex. What's the buzz out there, Bill?
Well, I know we've had a couple of exhibitions from curators from Houston. And so the Houston artists are very familiar with the Lone Star Art District. And in fact, tomorrow night we're doing the first fundraiser ever for the Texas Sculpture Group, which is a statewide nonprofit organization to promote contemporary contemporary sculpture in Texas. And so that's from 6 to 9. So if anybody wants to come, it's not a second Saturday. It's we have different events sometimes throughout the month. And this first ever exhibition fundraiser for the Texas Sculpture Group tomorrow night. Bratwurst, beer, and margaritas.
It's not a post-fiesta kind of a thing.
Absolutely.
So earlier you were telling me about Vision 2020, and actually they have targeted this neighborhood. Tell me about that.
Well, as you know, the mayor and the city council put together the SA 2020, and they established four tiers of development. The first tier, quite rightly, is a downtown area, and but the second tier is a Lone Star neighborhood. And there have been very many community meetings over the last year, and we have a lot of infrastructure that improvements are going to be going in. They're talking about putting in more and more public art. We have new businesses that are starting to move in. We have a brand new distillery that's moving right into the center of the Lone Star Art District, and they plan on having tastings and openings during Second Saturday as well.
So, and what's happening to the residential area? I mean, do you see families moving in to the area?
What's just starting to happen, I have seen a few residential properties that have recently been purchased, and they go in and they are rehabbing them and bringing them, you know, modern kitchens and just redoing the whole house, and either doing that for their own residents or doing it to turn around and sell. So that's beginning to happen in the neighborhood.
And so, Alex Cominos, how do you think that being in this facility and surrounded by the neighborhood, and that's going to influence your art? You're using wood and ceramic and paint together. How does that all come together?
I think being in South Texas, a lot of it has to do with color palette. In terms of ceramics, there's an earthenware tradition down here with Maiolica colors. So you have really bright, vibrant, beautiful colors, which is really characteristic for of South Texas for me. A lot of the architecture, if you're at the Lone Star Art District, you're there earlier. We're close to the missions. You know, as you said, we're close to Blue Star. You have the river reach and expansion. Yeah, we have really exciting architectural things here in San Antonio. A lot of culture, a lot of flavor. I think the Lone Star Art District is really a celebration of art and culture, and it's for the city of San Antonio. So,
do you think that, Bill, that while it's exciting, and I'm wondering, why didn't this take off earlier? Why did we have to wait so long? But some people may see it as just a little bit too far to go. They're not really to make that jump to the that part of across from downtown.
Well, they thought that about 1604. And when we first moved here, you could almost lie down on 1604. And it is more crowded than 410 now. So the South Side development is inevitable with the A&M going in there and Toyota. And
but you're not that far south.
No, we're not.
You're just basically on the other side of downtown.
We're basically the southern part of downtown. We are literally 4 or 5 minutes from the dead center of the city of San Antonio. But the point is, with the Mission Reach, which was mentioned, and other developments on the south side, I think you're going to see a rebirth of going south from the Lone Star Art District. I think that 5 years from now, it's going to be a whole different ball game.
What do you think it'll look like in 4 or 5 years?
Well, I think you're I don't have a crystal ball, but I think you're going to see more businesses moving into the area. I think one of the things in the Lone Star Art District you're going to see are some commercial galleries actually moving in. I think, we plan on doing our own development with a building across the street that would be two or three stories with artists live work on the first floor, like to have a commercial gallery there. And then we plan on moving from Castle Hills and moving across the street.
And so, Alex Rubio, you do murals and you also do big canvases. So you need a big space to do that. But are your murals in the area? If I drive around, do I see it? How do I?
Well, my work is kind of throughout San Antonio, but currently I'm the studio manager at the Blue Star Contemporary Art Museum. And several of our exhibits from Blue Star with our mosaic program have been exhibited at our gallery, and also 107 Gallery as well. I think, once this area starts everyone starts familiarizing themselves with the area and seeing it grow, you know, and attending these warehouse exhibits, they'll see that within each of these warehouses, you have several galleries. For example, Gaísta Gallery has the third space, which was mentioned earlier in our caller. Gaísta Gallery is the main gallery there at Joel Lopez's complex. And then you also have a brand new gallery called Lady Base Gallery. So across the street, you know, several galleries again have been there for quite a while. The sure. Andy Benavides' space.
Yeah, Andy, he's been there for a while.
He's been there quite a while.
The yellow building on Flores. Let me get a caller on the air. Forrest, welcome to The Source.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing great. You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to talk about the sense of community that there really is in the district. I've worked for Andy Benavides now for about 3 years. And, you know, the sense of encouragement that this community really gives to up-and-coming artists is just sort of inspiring to me, and I just wanted to give that comment.
Thank you.
All right, and Forrest, thank you so much for that comment, and that everyone's nodding their head in agreement, and they certainly are glad that you called and you made that point, and that certainly is a, you know, so the community, you know, we hear a lot about just bringing people together, exchanging ideas, and that is a great way to for great artists to feed off each other and work each other and pull each other up. Is that your vision for where this is going, Bill?
Well, absolutely. You know, I've spent a lot of years of my life teaching, both secondary education and in college. And so, yes, anything right. we can help young artists, yes.
Fantastic, Bill. Well, that's the this is The Source on KSTX. And Paul Flav is the show's producer, Wayne Coble, TBR program director, Kishu Daly is the web producer, get production help from Catherine Dixon. Check us out online at tpr.org. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.